USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues in Chicago after authorities say a gunman shot an ATF agent early today on the city's south side. It happened as the agent was working undercover as part of a joint federal investigation with Chicago police. He's reported now to be in critical condition and no arrests have been made. Lava flowing from the most active volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. It's been spewing from the Kilauea volcano for hours, already sweeping through at least one residential neighborhood. And the governor says 1,700 people have been evacuated.
So far, we have not heard of any injuries that were caused by the eruption. We do know that there were cracks on Mohala Street, and they've seen ash and lava.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders rejects claims that President Trump was misleading the media when in the past he said he didn't know about money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Sanders saying at the White House briefing yesterday,
this was information that the president didn't know at the time but eventually learned.
While denying claims by Daniels that the two had an affair in 2006, the president acknowledged repaying attorney Michael Cohen $130,000 for an agreement that he says was aimed at keeping Daniels from telling lies about him and trying to extort money from him. The biggest teachers walkout in recent U.S. history is now over. About 1 million Arizona kids going back to school today as teachers end a six-day walkout yesterday after lawmakers stayed in session for all night from Wednesday into Thursday. The legislature passing a budget that includes more than $250 million to provide pay raises for teachers and to increase education funding overall. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Lead detectives in a high-profile serial killer case now hoping new genetic technology can help them identify a suspect. Detectives on the case submitting letters and envelopes from the Zodiac Killer to a private lab to try to find a DNA profile. They're hoping the envelopes he licked years ago still contain DNA that could be identified, much like the Golden State Killer suspect was recently caught. The results are expected in a few weeks. The Zodiac Killer, responsible for at least 5 murders in California's Bay Area in the late 60s and 70s.
He doesn't have to justify his decision. The president has the authority to fire and hire.
It's the issue that won't go away at White House briefings, it seems, and the press secretary Sarah Sanders was again defending the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey at yesterday's edition. Sanders telling reporters,
James Comey was fired for lying, leaking, and politicizing the FBI, and the president has been, I think, repeatedly, day after day, been proven to be exactly right in his decision to fire James Comey.
In Chicago, an undercover ATF agent shot early this morning on the city's south side. He's now in critical condition, and police say no arrests have been made, and they've released no further details. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics closer to the Eastern Conference Finals with wins last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.